The yontiv of Shvishal Pesach is Kriyas Yamsuf. It's miyachid, a special day for itself, even though Pesach itself is beklolius, about the gula from Mitzrayim. Shvishal Pesach and Kriyas Yamsuf has in itself a certain yichud, and we'll try a little bit to oimid on the nekuda of Yichud that's there in the Shira in the Kriyas Yamsuf. It's part of the Kololius Emuna. The Goyen says that three times that Emuna was mentioned in the Torah, Emuna in the sense of casual believing. So it says by the first time when Moshe Rabbeinu came, it says Vayamin Ha'am. They believed him. This is in Shmois. So that's one. By Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, and in Matan Torah and by Sinai, it says, so three times a mention of Emuna. One, you say of Emuna are the general events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Second element of Emuna is Kriyas Yamsuf, and finally the Emuna at Har Sinai. So the Emuna at Har Sinai, the Rambam says, is very, very different than the other Emunas. But the Rambam says that the reason is because all other Emunas are open and subject to questioning. Whenever you have an ois or a moifis, it could be done through kishuv. There's always some sort of possibility of weakening or doubting the moifis as meaning anything. Matan Torah was a very, very specific event. It was an event that Klal Yisrael experienced, and as such, it's something that that confirms the Emunah for always. It doesn't allow for doubting. Just like a person doesn't doubt personal experiences, he doesn't doubt Ma'amid Har Sinai, and that's why it's firm and permanent. So, according to the Rambam, the difference between the V'chgam B'chol Yamin Eloilam is not in the establishment of the Emunah, in the quality of the Emunah at what is, but in the possibility of refuting, doubting, weakening the Emunah. So the understanding of where what Ma'amid Har Sinai contributed, according to Rambam, is quite straightforward. What's not clear is what's the difference between the Emunah in the general Emunah in the events of Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. There is a difference in the pasuk. Here it just says Vayomin Ha'am. They believed, very, very generic, very general, and they did actually doubt afterwards. Kriyas Yamsuf, it says Vayin Vashem Moshe Avdo, a much, much stronger expression. But Lechur, that's only a difference in degrees. It's something which is not what one would say a very definite distinction. It's just stronger, more. One would be Meshayer that as the Nisim kept piling up, as the Oisim kept piling up, there was more and more of an increased Emunah. I assume it's in degrees. So what's in Kriyas Yamsuf? What is that sharp distinction between the Emunah Kriyas Yamsuf and the general Emunah of the other Inyanim? That is the point to try to understand a little bit about the Yichud of it. The words used to describe the Kriyas Yamsuf, what it is that Klal Yisrael did. So the pasuk says, "Uvnei Yisrael holchu b'yabasha b'seich hayam." Klal Yisrael went in the yabasha b'seich hayam. It should have just said the Klal Yisrael went. B'yabasha b'seich hayam implies something that echoes very strongly of a v'yikova mayim v'yora yabasha, that it was very similar to the events of the original founding of Yabasha. There's a story with the Goyen where someone asked him, it says, where's Merumas the Tanai in the Maisa Brachis, and someone says Yikova Maim Yisrael Basha. So once you have Yikova Maim, already has Yisrael Basha. So Yisrael Basha is Meramez on this event. It was going was Meshabeach. But what I would like to take out is that the event, the Tanai Hisna Maisa Brachis, the philosophers understand it as an answer to the question of how could there be change in the Bria. I would like to think that the Goyen, and it certainly is an akuda in that Inyan of Tahis to Maisa Brachis, that the point is the Maisa that happened now is a recreation of Maisa Brachis. It's not a nes, just another nes coming into the world. There's something that happened in Brachis happened here again. And try to get a sense of it. What exactly was unique about the Bria of Brachis and the Bria of Yabasha, and Bemela will understand how it replayed itself. Mor Rosh Hashanah brings a Mishnah in Tamid about the Shir Shal Yayim. This is the origin of, I mean, this is our Shir Shal Yayim. Now we say is basically we're repeating what they're saying. So these are six Shir Shal Yayims Keneged Brachis. Each one of them depicts an event that happened in Brachis. Barishim Ayom Lashem Arutzum Loya, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was a Sholot Yochid Beilama, and so on. It fits the first day of Maisa Brachis. The second day, Mashani Omim God Lashem Ulam Oid, Hashem Shechilik Maisa Malach Leim, it certainly fits Maisa Brachis. Kadosh Baruch Hu was divided up the world, and he made the world Al-Yoinim, Atachtoinim, and fine, that's exactly what it refers to. But Shlisha Yomrim Elokim Nitzav Adaskel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands by Das Keil. Now, the entire Perek of Elokim Nitzav Adaskel deals with the Inyan of Mishpat, Ivus Hadin, and so on. So, what Shaychus does that have with Bashlishi? So he says, Al Shem Shegila Eretz B'Chachmasoi V'Heichan Tev L'Adosei, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala Eretz B'Chachmasoi, and he was Meichin Tev L'Adosei. So the Adosei of Klal Yisrael is going to be many, many years later. It's not an event that focuses on Maisa Brachis the way it is. Its significance is not like the first two and the later ones, where you have basically focused on what happened then. This is something that's going to be for something, for Klal Yisrael. Shegila Eretz, which is the place on which Adas Yisrael is going to appear on. Why not just that he put down Aretz so that you can have the rest of it? You can't have the trees and the growing and the animals and everything else and Adam Rishon. Doesn't say it for that. The Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayos in Tamid, the Rambam says that the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, he explains it in the Mishnah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Yabasha on which the Dayan and the Shaiftim stand. In other words, Din is possible by standing on the Yamei Yabasha, and therefore it's Shaykh. The Rambam is obviously coming to explain what Shaykh does have to the later part about the Mishpat. That is an extremely, extremely strange statement. I mean, yes, it's true that you can't have a Moshe Beis Din without having a place to stand and sit on, but you can't have a chaz neither. You can't have a cobbler. You can't have a tailor. You can't have anything without land. I mean, yes, it's true that Mishpat and Din, but to say that Mishpat and Din is miyuchad to the third day because a dayan needs where to stand on and so on, it's a pell. It's a thing that really, really is difficult to understand. The Goyen over there in the Mishnayos, on the Mishnayos, explains that each one of these 6 days are connected to Shesht Alofim, and each one of these inyanim have in themselves an inyan that's connected to the sixth day. The third day, with as Yabasha, is miyuchet for when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his mishpatim, Torah, gave his mishpatim and dinim, and so on and so forth. And again, the Rambam, the Gaon is trying to explain why, what the connection is with the rest of it. I mean, that's bothering everybody. That's more or less everyone sort of is, Rabbi Nachman says, will be created for the Adas Yisrael who will have mishpat. Everyone has to connect it to the mishpat. And the Gaon says, because in the third Aleph, that's when Torah was given as a mishpat. So, according to the Goyen, that means the Kholiyus of Torah, because Torah is called Mishpatim, is Shayach to Yabasha, and that also begs the question, why is it specific Shayach to it? True that he's talking about the Aleph HaShlishi, but we have to understand it's as the Bri of Yabasha. Whatever it is that you want to say it's Keneged, but it's starting with it being the Bri of Yabasha, that's what it says. And the Yabasha specific is Sayach to Torah B'Kol Yusa, because that's the Aleph HaShlishi. But that itself also needs a Hesbon. I want to say over Reb Tzadik, and try to use that understanding to understand this, the Mahalach of the Rambam and the Goyen and so on. Reb Tzadik, it's in Resisi Loila, I think the Memcheshtik or Memches, he explains the Heichen Tevel Adosai. Why is it Tevel Adosai? So he says something quite cryptic. I'll say more or less the words he says, and then we'll try to get a sense of what it is that he means. He says an Eda is a group, and you don't have a group until you don't have three. And he says that becomes a klal as opposed to a prat. So, the first day you have a prat, it's one day. The second day, when you have two pratim, the two pratim differ, and they are they're chulik on each other, but again, I don't have a klal. The third, when I have three, I have a klal, and b'meila, this new musik of a klal is something that shayach to the world of Eda. I assume it's something similar to Gemara. Gemara talks about an agud, igud. Igud needs three elements to be ma'agit together. Eda is like that. Yaakov Avinu, it says Adas Yaakov Bincha Recharecha. So Adas Yaakov, Adas is with Yaakov, being he's the third of, that's the Sheirish of Eda, and that belongs to the Tashlishis. That's more or less what he says. Let's try to understand the oimik of it and understand what it is that we're referring to. The musig of the protim means each one stands on its own, and b'meila there is no terra firma. Lemashal, water, Moshe Shapiro used to say, point out that mayim is always Lashon Rabbim, because there's never one water. It is it's much, many, many drops. The drops may be together, but they never form one unit. And b'meila, you always have pratim, and there's nothing to stand on. Lemashal, when I observe physical phenomena, a scientist, so a scientist looks for a klal. He then can explain why there is a yetzer daifen in this prat, in this prat, in this prat. But when a person makes cookies by hand, so each one is different, and you can't ask a question of manishtana, why is this one different than the other ones, and each one was the way he shaped it, that's the way you made it. When you do it through a tfus, you make it through a a pan, a you make it in a mold. So if there's one that's different, you're going to explain because it broke, because another piece fell on it, because whatever. Because once I have a klal, I can be oimid on a metzias. The klal is a metzias mutzekes. It's a firm metzias, and everything else is pratim in that metzias. They may either represent the metzias, or they may represent the metzias and differ because of a reason. That's the musik of klal and prat. So you have a klolius that is sort of that's the common denominator of everything, and then you have prat. To have a klal, you must have three. So when you have a bezin of three, you have two against one. The halacha is the two against one. The one person differed. One person has a reason why it doesn't hold like the klal. But you, the musig of something kavua versus something aroi versus something that differs starts with three, and that's where we have it. So Avram and Yitzchak, as long as Avram and Yitzchak, you had big people, but you didn't have a klal. Klal starts with the third, with Yaakov, the Musik Klal of Klal Yisrael. The Musik Yisrael is a Klal. That's where an Eda starts, and that's why it's Adas Yaakov Min Chorecha. It's the Adas. That's his Eda. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls man. The world consists in everything, physically, and in pratim, and in morally, and we'll speak about it more. It consists of pratim. There is no metzias to stand on. I can't say anything that makes sense. Everything is its own case. Everything is its own. So as long as the world was mayim, it means the world consisted of many nivroyim. Each one, no shaykhis to the other Nivra, no shayach to anything else. With the Bria of Yabasha, it allows for the formation of Eda, Metzias, and Mutzakas, and so on. That's the breakthrough of, so within it, the Yabasha to the Yam is not a chiddush of a new thing, as much as to the hair within the Yam, a Yabasha. Let's give a mashal. Before science was kaveh things, everything was its own metzias. People knew about different diseases, but each disease was its own metzias. People knew different laws of physics, not as laws, but as phenomena. So this happens this way, this happens this way, that way. A person saw different astronomical phenomena. Yes, each one was its own metzias. With what happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Das to inherit in a different in a scientific way, what we call scientific way, which means klolim, which means a metzias, we understood the klal, and then we understood the mokum that each prat has in the klal, and the yotze doifin, what causes a yotze doifin. A yotze doifin is also part of the klal, and it needs the reason why it's a yotze doifin. That's the Bria of Yabasha, which allowed Be'etzim for Metzias of Adam as Adam. It was a prelude for Adam and the type of Metzias that Adam is. And specifically, Eda. That's the Havan, I think, in Reb Tzadik. It's true physically, that's one thing. But more than that, it's true when it comes to Emuna. The Navi Micha says that kol ha'am yelchu ish b'shem Elohav, v'anachnu nelech b'shem Hashem Elokeinu. Each nation, every person goes with his own God, and we go with our God. So, Mikufya, the pasuk seems to say that each nation has its own avodah zarah, and we worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the hadgosha of the pasuk is different. Even amongst the oivdei avodah zarah, each and every person has his own God. Each and every person has his own sense of morality. Just like in a secular society, every person has their own sense. A person who has a Tzuras Adam has a sense of goodness, greatness, great power, whatever it is. It's his own personal hagasha, like art would be, like anything else. It's his personal hagasha, and that emuna is each and every one's own emuna, personal emuna. It doesn't add up to anything that we can say it's a metzias. It says Ros Hashif ze keli van vehu, Ros Hashif chabayam, Masha Leroy Cheskel. What it means is, it's not a godless in the shifcha. Shifchas didn't become very chashiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala something that never happened before. Until Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mahalach of Alikus was through Nevuah. And there's a klal that no two Nevi'im are menabim b'signan echad. Each Navi dehers Nevuah with his own knetch. So there's no way in which anyone can say Zekei Livan Vehu. You can't say this is God. I could speak about my God. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Yaakov. Each one of the others produced a deher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a specific midah. And there was an emes in it, but it was the emes coming through the midah of each av. And that's the metzias of Nevuah, is each Navi deheres HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his nefesh, specifically. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deher through my nefesh, and therefore all I can say is Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Yaakov. I can't point, we can't all point to a common and say, this is our God. I can only say that the God of the Avos is also my God. But to say Zeh means we're talking about an object that is the same to everybody. I can speak about a rock in terms of Zeh, because everyone who runs into the rock will get hit by it. Everyone sees the rock. I can't speak about my sense of beauty as being Zeh, because everyone dehers it differently, everyone feels it differently, and some people don't dehear it. So the great change that happened at Kriyas Yamsuf in Emuna and in Das Elokim was that Das Elokim and Emuna shifted from being a personal Emuna, where Emuna is expressed as something personal, to Emuna being Meshutif to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is in it together, and they deher together Kadosh Baruch Hu the same way that they all said Zeh Kelevan Veu. They all pointed to the same thing. So the Shivcha B'yam, once something is a Metzias, you need a scientist to tell you that there's an atom over here, because no one else perceives the atom. But there's a rock here. I don't need a scientist to tell me there's a rock here. It's a metzias. It's the same metzias, this rock, for me, for the smartest person in the world, and for the stupidest person in the world. All the same metzias. Zeh Kelim Avei meant Emuna went from being something that is a personal deher, no matter how much I believe it, but I believe it as my hagasha. In other words, I can be very, very strong committed to something, but I understand it's my deher, it's my pshat in the Gemara. I recognize other people have other pshat, and they see it differently, and they may be right, but I for sure have deher this way, that's one. Versus this being a metzias, and anyone who's not dehering it is fantasizing, he's lost, he's blind. That was the shift between two. That's why the Bria of Yom Shlishi was the Bria where in the Madura Kama, in the world, the what happened Yom Shlishi was the Bria of all of the different objects in the world, now a metzias of solidity, of commonness, of klal, of adas, came into the world. And it's not a new bria, it's not something else was injected, but from all the random pieces, there was a rising of yabasha came out through this. That repeated itself, the Madura Basra repeated itself at Kriyas Yamsuf. From all the different giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekoyles mayim rabim adirim, from all the each of the others, and it's the Shem Ve'iver and the Tzadikim, everyone who had Nevuah and they heard, and Klai Yisrael seeing Nisim, and each one having his own inyan. All of that, that was still mayim, it was still individual pieces, and with Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a Yabosha B'Sei Chayam, and it all came together, it all gelled as a Metzias of Zeke Levan Veyu, as a Metzias that is common to everyone because it now became a klal. That's the Heichin Mochim Ladosei. I want to go a step further. The of all the Inyanim in Torah, the place that expresses this most strongly is the world of Mishpat. There's a halacha, Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that a person can ask a dayan, meize tam dantani, mehechan dantani. You can challenge a dayan, ask him, explain your reason. You can't really argue with him, but you can give him, you can ask him for a reason. So Tosfos says, and Rambam brings it lalacha, that that's only in a din mikfia. Lamashal, if two people come to a dayan and ask him to resolve a machlekes between them, they cannot ask the dayan to explain his timing. And the reason is very simple. Whenever a dayan is whenever the two people have asked the dayan for birat varim, the koyach of the dayan, the source of the dayan's right to pass judgment is that they both agreed to take him. So it's the common agreement. There's a shtar birurim when the common agreement of the two to take the dayan is what gives him the koyach to do it. So he doesn't have to explain his reason. What do you mean? Because you said you want me to be dani. That's where I'm dani you from. When I'm being koyfer, I can only be koyfer because there is a metzias that's mechayev you, me, him, and the other person. Let's give a dugma from the world b'chutz. When a person is being tried, lamashal, somebody contests the validity of a government. He's rebelling against the government. He holds the government is an illegitimate government, or the government is annexed a land that's not theirs, whatever it is, and he's trying it. And you schlep him to court. He can respect the judge and think that the judge is a very honest fellow. He can challenge the judgment because your laws have no power in this entity over me. You don't have, there's nothing that you can use against me because I'm not part of your system. An American would step forth in France and judge everybody by American law. You can tell them your judgment is right in America. In France, we don't own anything to the American law. The right to judge in a country is with a Heskim, because everyone agreed to it. Or there's something people perceive of a natural law which somehow is mechayev everybody. To mishpat means that Torah hilchalacha goes from being an idea to being a metzias, and just like a Chinese engineer physicist can tell you that your bridge is going to collapse. And I don't tell them maybe this is by Chinese physics, but not by American physics. This is a choik, it's a metzias, a mutzakas in this world. And b'meil it's mechayev any yitzur of this world. So too, the world of mishpat, to be koyfer mishpat specifically, show me where it says in the Torah. If it says in the Torah, this mechayev me. I want, in order for you to be able to force it on me, it can't be your opinion. It has to come from someplace. So the world of mishpat, for me to judge another person, for me to call another person a criminal, so much so if another person is up all night and sleeps all day, and I tell them that's terrible, that's bad, that's not civilized behavior. What do you want for, like, Bechatesa? That's what you think, I think differently. I can't call another person a choyte, a poishaya, a chayev, or anything. I cannot pass judgment on another person unless there's something that is an objective metzias. The world of mishpat specifically was mechayev that. And when a person is me'avis mishpat, when a dayan is me'avis mishpat, and that's what the kapitel tilm talking about, so he's not just gazling from Reuven to Shimon, which is an avla tantamount exela, but is much stronger than that. He's being oiker the metzias of din from the world. The metzias of din means this is a clear objective metzias. It doesn't change its rules for anyone else. If I bend it, then I'm being oiker mishpat itself. It says the kedayin has done emes lamito is nasa shutel maisa bracious, because that's what the metzias of din is. That the person is, this is the v'yirai yabasha, that's where he becomes a shutta maisebracious. And when he distorts it, he's destroying yabasha. So sometimes this piece of land is here, sometimes it's there. Each piece is judged on occasion what works for me. That is pulling the plug out on the yabasha and turning it to yam again. And that's why the marble came for chumah specifically, because gzela undermines mishpat, which is the yabasha on which the world stands up. Nitzil made him that Kriyas Yamsuf was a critical shlav, a critical stage in moving emunah to Torah, and maybe the most critical in the beginning of emunah is a personal perception in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it could be very, very strong. It could be Avram and Yitzchak being able to Moisa Nefesh and the Akedah and everything. But it's still personal, because the Metzias is, until there's not an Emunah Meshutefes, it's Avram's Emunah, it's Yitzchak's Emunah. The first place where it begins to form into something more is by Yaakov, the third one who has the same Emunah as the others, and that's why it's called Eder. The Bria of Yabasha is not a new Bria, but it's a new Gilui in the Bria. That's why it says he was Gila Yabasha. He HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, that the world is not a swirling mass of an infinite amount of Pratim. It's a klal that stands, and everything else goes off that klal. That's what that Metzias was. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Marba Nisim in Mitzrayim. People's own Emunah became bigger, but it was growing Emunah. It hadn't crossed over a certain threshold where Emunah becomes Metzias. Keeping Torah and doing right was good and important and true, but not in the way that a Metzias is. When the threshold was crossed over at Kriyas Yamsuf, where there was a gilui, where even the shifcha said zekeli, that means the shifcha and Moshe Rabbeinu together, kaviyachol, pointed to the same metzias. They identified as the metzias. Emunah went from being something which is a personal understanding and belief to a deher of a metzias. It's only on that darg of emunah that you can. Give Torah. Torah needs to stand on terra firma. It needs to be a metzias mutzakas. This is v'zoyis haTorah. It needs to be something you can point a finger at and say, "This is it. This is right. Anything else is wrong." If what you did is chayev al pi Torah, it's mechayev everybody the same, because it's a metzias mutzakas. The events at Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael went to Yerushalayim. Be'etzem, that was the recreation of that Yom HaShlishi. It was something that is the ability for it to for the world to become a makom where Adas Yisrael stands. It's Heichen Tevel Adosoi. That's so that Klal Yisrael as a cloud stands, and the most specific element of that cloud is the world of Mishpat and Din. By Chassidus Sfarim, a lot's written about the fact that Shvi'i Shel Pesach already is the first taste of the Ha'ara of Shavuos. They explain why, because 1 week is Kemat finished, whatever, there's many Asberim, but Akalpanim, the way we understand it is Kriyas Yamsuf is a lot more than just another nace in that big quiver of all the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used in Mitzrayim, that each one helped more and more and more belief. It's not a question of more and more belief. It's a transition of belief to becoming the sense of reality. And when a person's, the more a person's emunah has that sense of reality as opposed to an ideal, that's where a person prepares the ground for Matan Torah. That's the yisoid on which Klal Yisrael as a klal exists. We exist on a metzias of emunah that to us is the metzias of Bria, and on that metzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Mishpat, and like the Rambam says, this is where the Shaiftim stand, this is where the Nidonim stand, this is the karka on which it's possible that one truth is Mechayev the entire cloud.